John, there are 6 to 8 million adoptees or adopted people here in the United States. The vast majority of them do not have access to their original birth certificates. And many of them want access to their own family and genetic history. Groups as diverse as the ACLU and New Jersey Right to Life, two groups that you don't normally think are going to be playing on the same side, right, are fighting to keep original birth certificates sealed. Their argument is that opening records would violate the privacy of birth mothers and that doing away with parent anonymity would increase abortions. Tom Snyder is the chairperson of the family law section of the New Jersey State Bar Association. And over the past several years, he's lobbied against making some of these records public in New Jersey. We'll be talking to him. We're also going to be talking to Diane Crossfield. She is an adult adoptee from Kentucky, and she has been trying to get her original birth certificate now for more than a dozen years. She's also one of the founders of the Adoptee Rights Coalition. Diane, we're going to start with you. When did you first realize that you couldn't get access to your original birth certificate?
I realized in about probably 1998 when I went to the courthouse to get my birth certificate, and I was told then that I didn't have access to it. It was then that I realized that I, along with, you know, over 6 million other adult adoptees, don't have that equal right to having, to owning our original birth certificate like all other non-adopted persons have.
Well, now, explain, what is on a birth certificate that is so powerful?
Well, it's my identity. It's my origins. We all want to know where we came from. But stronger than that, what it really boils down to for so many of us is the fact that we're a subordinate class of American citizens because we don't have that equal right.
Well, in the age, you know, this is the internet age, and there are adoption advocacy groups. There's different registries around. There's private investigation services. I mean, how possible is it that you can find what you want without a piece of paper?
Well, it is possible. It is absolutely possible. There have been millions of adoptees that have found their birth parents, the parents that gave them life. But then for many others, it's impossible because they have nothing to go on. But again, you know, it comes down to we want equal rights. We're not asking for anything special. We want equal rights.
When you say equal rights, what exactly do you feel is being denied you?
Well, we are being denied a piece of paper that by all extents and purposes should belong to us. For all non-adopted persons, their birth certificate is their own, and it's in their possession. All non-adopted persons can go to the county clerk and pay a fee and get their birth certificate, and we can't.
What information do you have?
What I have is an amended birth certificate, and it is...
Now, when you say an amended birth certificate, what do you mean by that? Tell me what it says.
What I mean is, in place of the name of my natural mother and father that gave birth to me, it's my adoptive parents' name on it. However, in many instances, when these birth certificates are amended, not always the correct information is put on there. Information is changed at will. I know one lady who has just recently found out that she may not be the age that it says she is on her birth certificate because it's her amended birth certificate. And so what we want is the true original document.
I'm going to turn to Tom Snyder here for a moment. Diane's story sounds compelling here, the idea that you might not even have your own true age. You might not even have your own the own actual facts of your life, but you've been arguing that there are bigger issues. What do you mean?
Absolutely. New Jersey State Bar and the other members of our coalition really are extremely concerned with the retroactive aspect of the legislation that's pending in New Jersey. The bill in New Jersey would apply not only to new adoptions, but it would be opening all records of all people who have ever been adopted. Is it really fair to all the both mothers who were assured confidentiality that now the records are going to be open? Let's keep in mind, some of these mothers are the victims of rape, of incest. And regardless of their circumstances, they went into the process believing that the records would be kept sealed, that they would continue to be anonymous. it would be nice if we can go back and track down every single birth mother and attempt to get their consent to releasing the information, but it's not practical. People have moved. People no longer live in the state or the country. It's just not practical to provide them notice so that they can concede their privacy rights.
Well, let's explore that a little bit. Diane, I mean, if your real birth mother was contacted and, you know, a case was made that you really want to see this because you want to know your original history and all of the arguments that you've given us, and she said to the person asking the question, I don't care, the circumstances were so painful, I can't allow it. Would you accept her decision even though you're so emotionally connected to this piece of paper?
Well, you know, I am emotionally connected, but I'm going to respect the rights of another person. I'm not going to force myself into someone's life. But, you know, I do want to point out one thing that Tom said. Privacy, secrecy, anonymity, they were never included in any surrender documents, and nor has there ever been a piece of legislation that guarantees privacy to surrendering parents. That is an argument that's based on myth, conjecture, and media spin. There's no historical data to support it. Not one shred.
Well, let's get Tom's response to that. Is that true? There's no official confidentiality agreement in the surrender documents?
Up until the present, the representations have always been that the records are sealed, that they're confidential. So what's in the mind of the birth mother going through the process? The records are sealed. It's confidential. In that person's mind, unquestionably, there must be an expectation of privacy. To say that the privacy exists or doesn't exist, it exists in the minds of the birth mothers who relied on the fact that the records would be sealed.
Well, but I mean, the expectation in the mind is different than on the paper in black and white.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, it's an interesting point because this issue is never raised in this context before. So for the last 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, there was never a specific carving out of a waiver saying, I want to keep my right of privacy or not, because it was a sealed record. You wouldn't need to carve it out on a specific waiver.
Can I point out one thing?
Yes.
In cases of, let's say, if a child stays in the foster system, those records are never sealed. The mother who relinquished her child, those records aren't sealed. If the child ages out of the foster system, at any point they have access to their original birth certificate. So, I mean, that blows that argument away right there.
Okay.
And it points to the records being sealed to placate the adoptive parents. Records are only sealed upon adoption. They are not sealed upon relinquishment.
I'd like to ask Tom and Diane both if what middle ground, if any, the two of you see on this issue. Tom, starting with you.
We clearly think that if people want to be located, they should be located. That should be an option. The way for this to happen, though, is not through bills such as that being presented in New Jersey. Instead, we propose mutual consent registries.
Mutual consent registries do not work because dead people cannot register.
And Tom, quickly, your response to that, because after that, we have to let you go.
The answer is we don't know if, in fact, they're going to be contacted through other means if this bill passes. The bottom line is adoptees should be given access to information regarding the health issues, non-identifying information, and the longer this bill doesn't pass, the more adoptees are being denied that, and that's not good for adoptees. Let's get the bill passed with non-identifying medical information so they have health care information.
Tom and Diane, I'm going to have to let you go. Tom Snyder, the New Jersey State Bar Association, Diane Crossfield, one of the founders of the Adoptee Rights Coalition, and an adoptee herself. I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for Celeste Headley.
I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.